This is Ozarks at Large. It was 32 years ago today that MTV, which used to stand for Music Television, launched.
Happy birthday, MTV.
Fayetteville, one of the first towns to receive MTV because the cable franchise at that time owned by the same conglomerate that owned MTV. So they put it in Fayetteville very early, within days of it launching.
3 months later, I was born.
I bring this all up. Do you remember where you were 24 years ago today?
24 years ago, I would have been 7, getting ready to go to a new school. Mm-hmm. Starting, I guess, the second grade, maybe, going from Montessori school to Root. So that's what I was doing 24 years ago.
24 years ago today, I was doing Morning Edition for the first time. It was my first day at work at KUAF.
Oh.
Yeah. Emily Gahan is with us. Hello, Emily.
Hi.
You've heard her file stories for us during the summer. We bring you into this conversation because your story today is about about the 80s.
Yes, right. I'm doing the big 80s weekend is this weekend in Springfield, Missouri. And so decided to, you know, talk a little bit about the 80s. It's I never actually got to experience the 80s.
Year were you born?
I was born in 1992, so I just missed it.
So we have this interesting perspective. I was, by the end of the 80s, really in the middle of the 80s, I'm earning a paycheck. You're born early in the 80s.
Right. And
yep, I barely missed the 80s.
So you mentioned to your mom that you were doing a story about the 80s, and what did she say?
Right, she said that no one cares about the 80s. She said, not really, she said that she doesn't understand what the big deal is. I mean, you know, she was like, what's so interesting about the 80s? What makes it better than any other decade? But, I mean, everybody that's my age, like, we totally think that everybody romanticizes the 80s, thinks it's great, you know.
Breakfast Club?
Yeah, the Breakfast Club and, you know, just really any 80s music, 80s fashion, like the whole big hair thing.
And I guess for me it was sort of the 70s, which would make sense. You know, I'm about 10 years older than mm-hmm. Emily. And so when I was, you know, in high school, I was really into kind of, I don't know, Birkenstocks and, you know, and I still am.
Right. And I had a poster of James Dean on my wall when I was a teenager. So and I was really into the rockabilly and early rock and roll.
Right.
So I guess we have this inert desire for nostalgia. And you talked to the organizer in Springfield, Missouri, who's putting on the big 80s weekend.
Right. Yes, I talked to him. He runs an arcade in Springfield called the 1984 Arcade, and it's just all 80s all the time there. They just have all these, you know, retro arcade, you know, machines, and it's just, you know, tons of retro stuff that I just wouldn't even be able to relate to at all.
Well, here is Emily's story about the big 80s weekend that starts tomorrow in Springfield, Missouri.
What's the first thing that comes to mind when you think about the 80s? Maybe the music, or arcades, or lots of hair and colorful clothes. Well, this Friday through Sunday, the big 80s weekend in Springfield, Missouri is going to have all of that and more. Starting on Friday, the Springfield Expo Center is going to be filled with 80s-themed competitions and activities, from Rubik's Cube races to 80s karaoke. There will even be a competition to see who can do the best impersonation of Captain Kirk screaming Khan's name from the 1982 Star Trek film Wrath of Khan. And the 1984 Arcade, who's sponsoring the event, is moving dozens of arcade games to the Springfield Expo. But even though the big 80s weekend has really unique activities, its theme is not so unique. In fact, 80s-themed parties and events are extremely common today all over the United States. What is it about the 80s that makes us want to relive it? Co-owner of the 1984 Arcade, Lincoln Whistler, says that it's everything.
It's fun. The music was great. There was tons of great movies. There's just so much, like, it's a very rich 10 years in our history. And I think it culminated. There's, like, a lot of things that were going on starting in the 50s, 60s, 70s that seem to have culminated in the 80s.
Of course, he isn't the only one who thinks that. Everything that the decade is remembered for is filled with color and excitement.
Hey, Doc, we better back up. We don't have enough roads to get up to 88.
Roads? Where we're going, we don't need roads.
Mr. Gorbachev, tear down this wall.
5 seconds left in the game. Do you believe in miracles? Yes!
Amazing!
Not only do those who lived in the 80s tend to look back on it fondly, but those who don't even remember it do too.
People that aren't really from the 80s consider themselves an 80s person, you know. So we have tons of kids and people that were, you know, barely able to remember the 80s that love the 80s and think that are kind of choose to be from the 80s.
So what is it about the 80s that entertains us all, even those of us who weren't there to experience it? Part of it could be all of the music that came out during that time. 80s music, like the music of any other decade, has a wide variety of genres and styles, but there are certain sounds that are widely considered to be the sounds of the 80s, particularly glam or hair metal and pop music, which was helped out by the invention of MTV. Even though today's MTV watchers might not know this, the channel originally played nonstop music videos from pop musicians like Madonna, Michael Jackson, and Cyndi Lauper, or rock music like The Clash.
Well, come on and let me know. Should I stay or should I go? Should I stay or should I go now?
Let's not forget about all of the movies that emerged from the 80s, like John Hughes films that teens today still worship, and Star Wars, which still has one of film's biggest fan bases. So basically, the decade was totally rad. But when we put on our neon leg warmers and denim jackets, are we remembering it right? Lincoln Whistler says, though we might be romanticizing it, that's just the way we remember things.
When you look back at it, you know, what are the things do you remember? Do you remember, you know, the challenging, you know, time they had to either, you know, get through school or get a job or, you know, deal with the day-to-day difficulties? Or do you remember what your favorite band was, what your favorite movie was? And, you know, obviously you want to kind of look back on the fun parts and enjoy that.
He says his favorite things about the 80s are his memories of that time.
You know, that Saturday afternoons, high school or summer, you know, it just seemed like you go to the mall and you hit the arcade and you see what movies are playing and, you know, you spend time with your friends, have fun.
Springfield's big 80s weekend is tomorrow through Sunday at the Springfield Expo Center. But while we can have fun remembering the past, maybe someday there will be 2010s themed events and we will be remembering the fun parts of this decade.
Life moves pretty fast. You don't stop and look around once in a while, you could miss it.
For Ozarks at Large, I'm Emily Gollahan.